Hey, Master Souls. So today we are diving in to your inner council, and this is the seventh council member who is called your knower or your seeker. And it's the part of me that I refer to as my inner librarian. You know, as a longtime bibliophile, librarian really sticks for me. So it is the one name that I think if I were to go back and rewrite, I would definitely add librarian to the mix. Because the knower and the seeker is really the seat of all of your knowledge. It's not only the person who goes out to find all of the answers, who reads books, who takes classes, who signs up for Master Soul University. You know, she's not only that aspect, but she's also the aspect of us that, you know, holds the wealth of all of this knowledge in place for us. So if someone asks you, why is the sky blue, your inner librarian will sort through all your little wires and database and all of the things that you have learned throughout the years and will explain why the sky is blue, or will make up a fabulous story as to why the sky is blue. See, in our lifetime, as part of our human existence, we get to do all the research that our heart desires. And that's so exciting because it's part of our human evolvement, part of our spiritual involvement, to really dive in, to constantly be learning and adding to our library, adding to the wealth of knowledge that we have within us. Now, she works really closely, of course, with the manager, because when you're presented with a project, you do need to know how to do the project so that the manager can go and dole out all of the activities. She also works really closely with the co-creator, because you need to find the people who are going to either help support finding the knowledge, you know, hiring a coach, hiring an assistant, whatever it is. The knower and the seeker, the librarian, loves to work in conjunction with both the co-creator and the manager. Now, in our fullest expression of our own librarian, when she's really feeling supported, she's not out just searching for answers. She's really just enjoying the learning process. When she's out of balance, however, she's very often in a place of lack and limitation, like if I don't know this piece, nothing else can progress. So when I sit down with council meetings with her, I'm really clear. Like if I really don't know how to build the specific widget that I want, then I have a discussion with my seeker and I say, okay, do we need to know how to do this? Do we need to find someone else that can do this? Is this really necessary for you to know how to do this in order to proceed? Is it something that we can do without knowing? And those are the types of discussions that you need to be having, and take those discussions very seriously, because when she is out of alignment, when she's out of whack, she's just searching for any answers because she doesn't believe that you have everything that you already need. A really great librarian, a really fulfilled librarian, seeker, knower, will understand that the wealth of our knowledge, most of their knowledge, comes from within, and that there is very little else that we have to know in order to make things work. So if you're in a position where, like, I cannot function without knowing all of these things, then you need to take a break. Because what the knower really wants to do is to be out in the world in full expression of their knowledge, sharing what we know, acting on what we know, not just knowing for knowing's sake, but knowing because it directly involves how we are going to be fulfilling our life purpose on this planet. So as you work with a librarian, the most important questions that you can be asking her are things like, is this something we need to know in order to progress? Or are you just holding up the timeline because you're not quite sure if you're up for the task? A lot of times we feel like we don't know enough, that we're not enough. And that's the time when our knower and seeker gets to work with our lover. and say, okay, lover, is this a matter of me feeling insecure about something, or do we really need to know this? I always question when my seeker is out just looking for somebody to help me figure this shit out, because that means that I'm out of balance. That means that I need to up that input into my lover. However, there are always little pieces that my knower likes to read about, likes to learn about. And there are plenty of times, and I'll be really honest here, there are plenty of times when she goes on strike and she literally draws a line in the sand and says, no more, you need to know no more. And no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to read a single self-development book or blog or take a single course, because I just know that there's nothing I need. And I'll start it and I'll pretend like, oh no, I really want to know this. And I'll get into it and I'll just know that it's not stuff that I need to have in my head. There are times, especially when I'm writing my book, that my seeker will go on a diet where she literally does not want any outside input into the situation. She really wants me to be working more closely with my sage and really downloading the things that I most need to share in the voice that is my own. And so be really aware of when your seeker really wants you to stop using her for a little while. Like she revokes, when she's revoking your library card. And honor that, because the most important part of that seeker is that she either, and this is why I like the term librarian, she either knows exactly the book that you need inside your wealth of knowledge that you already have access to, or she goes out and says, I only need this little piece. I just need you to make sure that we get the shape of the widget just right, but we have everything else that we need to know already. Or there's someone else that knows how to create this better than we do, and let's go find them, because these are the specific things that we don't know how to do and we don't need to know how to do. We don't need it in our library how to do that. You know, there's a show, it's actually called The Librarians, and they go out and they collect these, you know, magical artifacts. And I think one of the things that I love the most about that is while they know everything about the artifact, they really, their job is to be out in the world collecting them and bringing them back. And so that's what our knower really wants. They want to be out using the knowledge in the world, using what it is that we already know, and then adding to the library, not out of desperation for answers, but because we're curious. Because by nature, we are meant to always be learning and growing. But do not rely on her for anything other than having the answers and going out into the world, experiencing them. You know, experiential learning for the knower and the seeker is the highest level of learning that you can possibly provide her. So we'll go full circle here. We definitely want to be out in the world, always learning and always growing. And the knower and the seeker, remember, part of her name here is knower. She knows the information that you already need to know. She knows the how. She knows the steps. And at each step along the way, you can rely on her to say what's next. But when she's in a state of like, I don't know, that means that she's in a state of imbalance and that she's not ready to have that experience. Which means that she needs to be bolstered up and say, no, you know this. You know this. You know this. And so it's sort of this tricky positioning between what do we know and what do we need to go seek and learn. And so that's what the discussion with her always is. Like, what do I already know about this? What do we already know? What are we pretending that we don't know? And what one little piece could we add to our repertoire in this moment that would enhance our progress towards what it is that we most want to create? So that's the knower, the seeker, and the librarian. She has lots of titles, but really, this is an important facet of us as human beings, having this beautiful experience as humans, because we are actually able to go out and have cognizant thought, have thoughts, have feelings, know things. She's awesome. And as a little girl, I tell you what, I had many, many hours hidden in my room with my inner seeker. And now as an adult, I have many, many hours sitting in my office with my knower. So I love you guys. I'm looking forward to hearing all of your questions and comments in the group. And next time we move on to the manifester. So for now, I want you to give your knowers, seekers, and librarians a huge hug, grab a book, settle in with some tea, and give her some love. Mwah. See you later, Master Souls.